Oh no, my sermon is gone. No. Okay. Second Sunday of September, that's what we call a welcome Sunday. Then we're coming back from the vacation and all that. So we're going to have a little different style of worship service. That's what I'm planning on right now. So we're going to have like a musical style worship service. We're not going to dance, but we're going to sing it together, several praising songs and hymns. Okay? So, second Sunday of September. Okay, 10 praises that could get a pastor in trouble. Good to know. Number 10, hold my phone calls because I'm going to take a nap. Okay. It's not funny? Okay. Number 9, please check your watches at the door. This is going to be... This is going to be a long one. Number 8, we're going to have a special worship service during the Super Bowl game. Number 7, let's sell the organ. Ooh. Number 6, if the board calls, tell them to take a number because I am going golfing. Number 5, is your baby a boy or a girl? Number 4, but change is a part of life. Number 3, why shouldn't a pastor be able to drive a sports car? Number 2, are you expecting a child or have you just gained weight? Ooh. Dangerous. Number 1, yuck. Who the heck made this casserole? It tastes like a dog food. Oh. Good to know, okay. Today's message is based on my reflection. Last 3 weeks of my reflection on 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Because some of you know, I have been struggling with this pain on my hip joint for 3 weeks, and I'm going to see a doctor finally next week. So, for last week, I realized that, okay, this is something maybe teaching moment for me. So I was able to sincerely meditate and reflect on the passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse particularly 26 and 27. You know, Corinthians chapter 12 is about being a church. Different part of body described as a church. Of course, the head of the church is Jesus Christ. And we all each are the body of Christ, and we become a church together. In verse 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, it's like this: for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. So we all know each part has different function, and everyone work together for the kingdom of God. That's a church. But since I have started this pain, my hip area, that because of the pain, I realized that I was not able to function well. My right side leg started hurting. My back is start hurting. And I have headaches every day. So my whole body, because of the pain on the left leg, my whole body is suffering from the pain. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 26 and 27 is like this. But I'm going to read the 27 first. 27. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And 26 says, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, and all rejoice together with it. Really appropriate, isn't it? I realize that I'm living in this Bible verse because of the pain I have. I physically experience the other side of my body's suffering together. It's a church. So I made a sermon title today, We Are One in Christ. Amen? We are one in Christ. We are church together. I believe one of the hardest things, yet important in our lives, as well as, mic's on. I don't know the light. Okay, so we all wake up, right? That's good. I believe one of the hardest thing, yet important in our lives, as well as in our faith area, is relationship. Relationship. In our lives, in our faith, the relationship matter. The relationship is key and important, yet it's difficult and complicated. That's what described in the Bible. Relationship. If somebody asked me to summarize entire Bible or boiling down the content, all the stories in the Bible into one word, I would say relationship. Relationship. There are a lot of relationship recorded in the Bible. Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, Old Testament and New Testament, all those people having relationship with God and relationship with others. All those relationship is recorded in the Bible. So, as we read the Bible, not just to encourage our children to read the Bible, we also need to read it. Okay? We also need to read the Bible every day. Okay. As we read the Bible, we use this Bible as our reference. As we read all the relationship stories, we have to look at ourselves. Am I have a good relationship with God? Or with others. That's a reference in the Bible. Especially, we are living in a very complicated society, somewhat chaos. All the politics these days, I don't want to talk about it, but it's really complicated in a chaos. There are several layers of relationship we are dealing with every day. Somewhat in-depth, somewhat light relationship. We all experience it. But am I having a really good relationship with God, with others? You know, some of the relationship with others, because of some bad experience, the relationship broke down. So, relationship got disconnected, cut off. That's what's happening day to day in our lives. You know, it's really heartbroken to see a family members all breaking, broken relationship. Even I saw some family members because of this conflict, they almost become like enemies each other. It's heartbreaking. It's the same. It's heartbroken to see a broken relationship within a faith community. Because of a relationship broken, they split. They conflict, they fighting all the time. I told you two Sundays ago about what's happening in our denomination. Because of different theological perspective, people break the relationship. It's like breaking our body apart, disconnecting with others. Stop listening. Stop caring. One of the mentors in my seminary year, he got appointed to a church in Illinois right before his retirement. This church had a really conflict issue within the church members. So Bishop appointed him for that church. This mentor pastor told me later that first Sunday he went to church after the service. Korean church usually have a lunch together after the service, right? And then these two big groups are fighting. One group, and then, you know, these two groups are fighting each other. And after the service, they went to fellowship hall, sitting one side is one group, and the other group is sitting the other side, and they're watching where the pastor is sitting. Do you know what my mentor pastor did? He sat right in the middle of it. Right in the middle. And he ate it, lunch, by himself. But the thing is, both sides hate him more because he did not come to their side. So he had a really hard time during his appointment in that church. Relationship is difficult. Those relationships we're supposed to have based on love, based on word, in our faith community. Relationship we are able to build up within our faith community because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? We are family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why we have this relationship with others, as well as we have a relationship with God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 26, again, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. We are together in Christ. The story of today's scripture also talks about relationship. We all know this parable of five wise, five foolish bridesmaids. But there's a specific message that Jesus wanted to address with this parable. That's a relationship. I believe the most important verse in this parable is verse 12. When the five foolish bridesmaids came back for the banquet, and they are knocking at the door. "Lord, Lord, please open the door for us." They cried out. But the response from the Lord is the key verse. Verse 12. The Lord replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you." The Lord did not really condemn the foolish bridesmaid about not doing their job, because they were not there when the bridegroom came. But the Lord did not condemn them not doing their job. Instead, the Lord say, I don't know you. The Lord did not say that you didn't do your job, so you're fired. Somebody used to say. Instead, he said, I do not know you. The relationship is broken. About the relationship, the consequence of all the foolish bridesmaids was breaking up because they didn't do their job. It's about relationship. The final word from the Lord, I don't know you. I cannot let you in because I don't know you. We don't have relationship. Relationships are important, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe it's because all our lives are streamed with relationships. Many different layers of relationship. Many stories in the Bible run through the relationship. Remember Israel people living in 40 years in the wilderness? 40 years of wilderness was the training moment from God so that Israel people be able to have a strong relationship with God. 40 years of training. Although it's hard and difficult, it's a challenging. But through that challenge, they were able to build up the relationship with God. Many times in our lives, we face these challenges and difficulties. But many of these challenges and difficulties help us to build up our relationship with God and with others. In our church family members dealing with so many challenges, illnesses, and we are sending encouraging messages to them. We are sending card with a prayer. Even though they are facing some challenges and difficulties, because of the challenges, we are building up the real and true relationship with others, right? What kind of relationship we have in Jesus Christ? What kind of relationship we have in God? It's important because the relationship that we have with God affects what kind of relationship we have with others, with our neighbors, with our friends. In John chapter 13, before Jesus Christ taking up the cross, Jesus Christ did an amazing teaching moment for the disciples. Remember? Jesus washing the disciples' feet. This is a teaching moment about what kind of relationship the disciples should have. When Peter said, "You cannot wash my feet," Jesus said this, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." We don't have a relationship. And then at the end, Jesus said, "Do you know what I have done to you?" To the disciples. "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right. For that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Relationship with God and relationship with others. There's no relationship when we don't follow the word of Jesus Christ. Just like the parable that we read today. We ended up, "I don't know you." We need to follow the word of God to build up the relationship, right relationship, strong relationship with God and with others. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's a word in the Bible. Then we should do it. We know it's hard, but we should do it. My brothers and sisters in Christ, are we having a good relationship with God? Sometimes relationship, in our relationship, we want to take the other person to my side in order to have a good relationship. But with God, it's not working that way. In terms of having good, strong relationship with God, we need to be God's side instead of taking God in our side. We need to discern where our Lord Jesus Christ is heading, and we need to follow him because we are one in Christ. We need to take our Lord's side. We are claiming ourselves the children of God, aren't we? If we are claiming, true claiming, that we are the children of God, then we need to be in God's side. If we are taking the side of God, what kind of relationship we could develop with God and with others? Imagine. God is keep challenging us and lead us into the new relationship with God and new relationship with others as we are taking our Lord's side, our God's side. Then our relationship will be upgraded and transformed. When our relationship is transformed, that relationship never be shaken. That relationship never be changed with all the pressures, all the noise that we hear from the world. That's why we need to build up strong, strong relationship with God and with others. My brothers and sisters in Christ, are we one in Christ? Yes, indeed, we are one in Christ. Let us pray. Eternal God, we forgot that you are with us. You want to have a strong relationship with us. But God, because of all the noise that we hear from the world, because of all the busyness in our lives, it's really hard for us to build up the strong relationship with you. But we know, we learn today that you want to have a strong relationship with us. That relationship will change us, change our lives. God, help us to find you, your will, your heart in us, so that we can follow you to the strong and good relationship with you and others. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Would you please stand for closing hymn?